All right, we are in Ohio, my hometown. Back home for a little bit. My sister's getting married, so I'm excited to be here, hanging out with the family and doing all that fun stuff. It's obviously spring, so it's really nice time to be outside. So I popped outside real quick to share this little bit with you guys. We're going to be talking about a really cool tool that I've been using that is quite possibly the simplest possible tool to get incredible sounding audio quality. And even when you start with poor audio quality, like say you're recording a video on an iPhone on a windy day with just the iPhone mic, you'll still be able to get good audio quality. And the best part is it's very easy to use and it's completely free. So I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Thursday morning. Let's do it. Okay, folks, so this is a free tool that I was telling you about that will help you get incredible audio quality, and it's a completely plug-and-play deal. You don't have to mess with any settings. You don't have to mess with any of that kind of stuff. It's called Auphonic, and it's actually an online tool used and created by the Austrian government in a university program. So you'll see in this tutorial here how it's used. And it's very simple, very easy to use, and completely free.
All right, so here we are on Auphonic.com. You can see how she's spelled here. And this is the homepage when you come here. It's a fantastic little spot. And what it is it's post-production that is super streamlined. You can essentially just upload a segment of audio, and it will automatically upload it and then scrub it and add that audio mastering element, do the loudness normalization, remove noise and hums and different stuff like that, and filter that out, and then spit it out on the other end. And you can also ID3 tag stuff. You can send it to specific locations like Dropbox folders or YouTube. You can do all kinds of really cool stuff. So what we're going to do is try Auphonic for free. It's completely free. There's a download desktop version that is paid, but the online version is completely free. So you can see that I've already got an account here, and that I've got some previous Authority Engine TV episodes here even as well. So what you're going to do is go and click New Production, and then it's very simple. You select whatever audio or whatever file you want to upload. So, you know, let's just say it's let's find a file here real quick that is, okay, let's take this for example. This is a little video clip. So I'm going to say, okay. And then you can add your metadata. So you can add your title, your cover image, your artist, some of that kind of stuff, and extended metadata as well. If you want to get really specific with stuff, add that it's a podcast, that it's got tags, all that fun stuff. You can figure out what kind of output files you want and how many you want. So you can say, you can do all of these different audio formats or additional video formats and all that kind of stuff. You can have it set up exactly how you want it, set up what the file name is going to be, the bitrate, mono, all that stuff. And then my personal favorite is you can say where you want it to publish to. So you have to register your services, but I currently have Dropbox and YouTube. So the video itself, I have it automatically upload to YouTube, and then the audio, I have it upload to Dropbox, and then my team takes it from there. You can sync it so that it automatically uploads to Libsyn. You can sync it so that it goes to a bunch of different services. So here's all the different things you can do with it. And for podcasting specifically, Libsyn is really helpful. There's SoundCloud as well. There's Blueberry. There's Amazon S3. So really everything that you would use as far as the auto upload. Now here's where it gets really good. Under the audio algorithms, you have your different auto algorithms that make it very simple. So if you've got like some wind noise and that kind of stuff, you can select noise and hum reduction. It will do loudness normalization, filtering, and adaptive leveling. And what I recommend is to leave this at the -16. And, you know, unless it's way loud, I would leave it at auto because it does a fantastic job at automatically filtering and normalizing those audio levels, the loudness levels. So then we're going to click start production, and you can kind of review what you've got here and then click start production. So the beauty is you're going to see that it's going to upload and it's going to do its thing, and then it will say processing and it will process. And then when it's done, you'll have the option to download the files. You can just click a link to download the files. It'll auto upload to, you know, YouTube or Dropbox or wherever you wanted it to go. And it's super, super simple to use. So what I recommend is using this as a polisher for most of your audio tracks to make sure you've got top quality audio in as little time as possible.
All right, ladies and gents, that was Auphonic. Go ahead and use that for your show, for all of your audio stuff that will help you get the best possible audio quality without having to spend a bunch of time in the audio editing software and messing with the different filters and stuff. That will do 99% of the work for you. So I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm excited and dedicated, as always, to help you grow your business with the power of podcast marketing. I'll see you next Thursday morning.